Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in everything that God is doing, because God is doing awesome things in the hurt realm. God is working among the believers. And that's the most exciting thing. If you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ is a simple do what the Bible says. The Bible says, he that believeth on him shall be saved. He that confesses sins, he is forgiven of his sins. So when you confess your sins, you are forgiven. When you believe on him and ask him forgiveness of all the wrongs that you have done, he forgives you. And now you become a believer. And once you're a believer, he's working in your life and working on your behalf every day.
Mm-hmm. We're going to continue the topic, Building the Next Generation Church, with our subtopic for this week, A Church That Leaves a Legacy. And we look at the word legacy, the first three letters, leg. It's we're doing our leg of the race, and then we're passing
to
the next generation to continue to move forward in their leg of the race. So we're in Psalms chapter 74, verse 8. 78, verse 4.
Yeah.
We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. So all in there, we're talking about what the Lord has done, the strength that the Lord has provided, the wonderful works that the Lord has done, to pass that as an inheritance of faith, a legacy from generation to generation, how it is him who brought us through all the trials and tribulations and things that transpired throughout our time here on the earth, that it is truly the Lord who carried us.
And so as you tune in this morning, I would invite you to stay tuned to the entire week and pick up the key points, because it's so important. And this morning I want to make an emphasis here, Pastor Diana. We are not only interested in building a church for today. Mm-hmm. We should not only put our emphasis in building a church only for today. We are to build a church that will bless generation to come. Mm-hmm. So that should be our mindset. Mm-hmm. So let's change the way we think. Not only thinking about the church for today, mm-hmm. but we are building a church that will bless tomorrow generation. Mm-hmm. We are not here. We won't be here to see it. But we, like you said in your opening remarks this morning, you says legacy. Mm-hmm. Take the first three letter, leg. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to do our leg, that mm-hmm. part, mm-hmm. right. We are here to make sure that we get this part right, mm-hmm. so that those who are coming behind us can get their part right. And so it goes from one generation to another generation. Mm-hmm. And let's think about this too this morning. Every church has a history. Mm-hmm. Every church has an history. But not every church leave a legacy. Mm-hmm. Someone need to write that down.
Yeah.
And keep these thoughts this morning keep them in your mind as we say, as we repeat them over the airwave today. Every church has an history. You can, they will tell you the history of the church, when it was started, what it did. But the key point, but not every church leaves a legacy. Many church started and they're gone. They're not no longer here. They have history. You can pull up a church, and I don't like to call church name, but I know so many church. There was one particular church in Tampa, have over 2,000-5,000 members. It was the church, and the history is there, but the church is no longer existing. It's closed. There was also another big church in Lakeland. It has history. If you pull it up, you can read the history. But where is the legacy? What did it leave behind? It's no longer in existence. So we want to be careful. And I am going to be careful as a pastor that the church that I am pastoring will be exist. It will stay. Because Jesus says, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So the church that Jesus built stays. The church that Jesus built stays. I want to repeat it one more time. The church that Jesus built, it stays. I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it, cannot put it out. It stays. So that's the church we ought to be a part of, the one that Jesus is building, because the one that he's building will stay from generation to generation.
Even after the resurrection, when they came looking for Jesus, he said, why are y'all looking for the living
among the dead?
Yeah. They were coming to mourn at the tomb. But he said, no, that's history.
Yeah.
Why are you looking for the living among the dead? And then he spent time with them, and he continued to prepare them and train them for their legacy, so that they can move forward and continue the gospel and spread the good news and begin to tell of all that they heard, all that they have experienced, and all that they now know
to be true. Yes, the one just worked. Go ahead.
They had to learn now that they know it to be true, because there are many things that Jesus said to them that they remembered hearing him say, but they didn't know it yet to be true unto them until after the resurrection, after they spent time with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit then came and brought it into remembrance that things were transpiring just as he previously had said. So we cannot be looking for the living among the dead. There's a place for us to launch from. The history, it's good, it laid the foundation, but now it's something to launch from and to continue to move forward, because history tells us what already happened. But it doesn't necessarily tell us what is going to happen.
Come on.
Legacy tells us what will continue after we are gone.
Say it again. Yeah. This is so powerful right there. Say it again.
Legacy tells us what continues after we're gone. So we build the foundation in the history, but then we also empower and teach with the gospel and dependence on God, not dependence on people. We have to have our dependence on God, because God, he's very innovative. He'll send great exploit. He'll tell us how to operate in this particular time. The way people operated in other times is not the way that we operate in this time. Because if we even think about just practical things, the way people communicated was different than it is in this time. The way people dressed was different than it is in this time. The way people got transportation around was different than it is in this time. So every time there's different ways of doing things, and it continues to improve with innovation and such to be able to more effectively redeem back time. Because think about a lot of the modern conveniences that we have now, they save a lot of time. So what are we doing with our time? We don't have to go out and slaughter that. We don't have to raise the animal, then slaughter the animal, then do all these things. And then we have very modern things that redeem time. And as technology continues to advance, more and more time is being redeemed. We don't have to walk from one point to the other and take a 2-hour walk when we could jump into our vehicle and get there in 15 minutes. So a lot of time has been redeemed to us. What are we doing with the time that has been redeemed to us? A lot of times we just get into foolishness and just distractions and such. But what are we really doing with the time that has been redeemed through all the innovation and the advancements? You know, we're supposed to be moving forward the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we have the time. Sometimes say, well, I don't have the time.
Well, yes, we do.
We have the time. All of these things that have redeemed time, all these technological advances that have redeemed time, we have the time.
And when we think of a legacy church, as we come winding down on this morning, Monday morning, where we start building a legacy church, building a church that will last from generation to generation. How do we know that? Mm-hmm. Because that church started to raise people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A church that will leave a mark raises up people, mm-hmm. develop leaders, mm-hmm. serve the community. Mm-hmm. You, I'm giving you points.
Yeah.
If that church is going to mm-hmm. be tomorrow's church, you got to raise up people. Mm-hmm. You got to develop leaders. You got to reach the next generation. Strengthen family. Mm-hmm. Serve the community. Pass the faith forward. Mm-hmm. You don't have to guess. Just look for these traits in a church.
When there's a demand,
yeah.
then it puts pressure to supply.
Yes.
And a lot of times there's no real demand on the church because people have become so dependent uh-huh. on other resources, and the church has fallen inadequate because we don't have a mind to work and we're not doing the things that the Bible teaches us and instructs us to do. So then that burden then goes on to other sources and other systems. And a lot of people don't really have a demand on the church, and their supply is little from the church. Like, there's a lot of help organizations that do this and that and the other, but some of those help organizations, the Bible mandates that the church should be doing it. And because the church is not doing it, because people are not in position, they're not being trained, they don't see the importance of it, they don't know, they haven't learned that we have the ability to be able to network and help one another, to love one another how as Christ loved us.
Yes.
And he provided for us. But a lot of times we have a selfish mentality where we just only allot so much time to church or allot only so much time to God. And then we have our own way of doing things and such. So we have to be taught and cultivated in the ways of God and the expectations that come forth with the Bible. What does the Bible say? And if the Bible says something and we begin to do what the Bible says, then we'll begin to see those resources and such come directly from the source, which is God, to be able to do and to be able to implement the programs and serve the community. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.